Hello, geeks. Jack Munson here on the Facebook Franchise Podcast. Every Monday, I'm joined by Mike McDowell, my colleague and director of operations at Social Joey. Hey, Mike, how are you today?
Hey, doing good, Jack. Good to be with you.
Before we get started, the March issue of Franchise Dictionary Magazine is out today with an entire issue devoted to home and automotive services in franchising. Please check out my column on how these two categories are going to be big winners again this summer as Americans are spending more than ever on their homes and planning some cool summer road trips. I've got some tips for using social media to drive business for these types of franchises. You can check it out today at franchisedictionarymagazine.com. Mike is a certified Facebook ad buyer and business manager, and every week we bring you a new tip directly from Facebook on making your franchise system's ads run more efficiently and reach more franchise candidates and consumers in the most influential space on earth. Mike, we've been talking for the past few weeks a lot about changes on Facebook regarding targeting and giving people some ideas on how to maybe improve their targeting a bit. Today, let's talk about the other side of advertising, the creative. What do you think about what our clients are doing and what they're succeeding with when it comes to different types of ad creative lately?
Yeah, it's been funny because, you know, the general consensus for the last several years has been video everything, right?
Yeah, right, right. Everything's video. Yeah. If you don't have a video, don't even bother to advertise, right?
Yeah. And so I think there are some things that maybe people are missing when they think that way. Because while video, of course, gets you, you know, better reach and different things like that, there's actually some negatives that come along with that. And so I wanted to kind of dive into some of the different ad types and ad options and stuff on Facebook that most people commonly use. And maybe some of the benefits and some of the things you should be thinking of as you're setting up your creative for your ads, as far as the type of media that you're choosing based on the ultimate conversion element that you're looking to have happen. So.
Cool. Let's start with what's been around the longest, really, when it comes to Facebook ads, and that would be static images in your ad.
Yeah. So static images are kind of the normal thing we think of when we think of Facebook advertising, right? It's the, you know, description above, image with now hopefully some text on it. You have your little headline, if you put a meta description, whatever, and it links out, right? They can click on the picture and instead of opening the picture, it links them out to you know, whatever website, landing page, whatever you've got set up. And I think one of the things that people forget is there is a psychology happening as people have begun using Facebook and now have been doing so for years and years and years. That's how they process and consume news. That's how they process and consume local information from, you know, their cities and states, because that is how organic posting works, right? Like most people, if they're doing organic posting, you know, they're not writing a whole news article on Facebook. They're giving you a snippet. They're dropping in the URL for them to go to. So people have built over, you know, the last 5, 7, 10 years, this natural understanding of, if there's an image and a headline that I'm interested in, I know that I can click on that picture and go to the website that I'm trying to go to. And one of the things that I hear a lot from franchisees, from franchisors that are trying to generate a lot of web traffic is that they're actually seeing some decrease in clicks when using video versus static images. And it's so true, because when people see a video, their natural images to, or their natural understanding is that video is there for me to watch the video, and there's no other action that I'm supposed to take, right?
The video is the end game, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And so when it comes to an ad where you want someone to take an action to leave Facebook and go to your landing page, website, blog to get more information, there's actually a better percentage that you'll make that happen, running a static image or carousel, which we could talk about in a minute, but a static image ad, than there is a video ad, which is kind of crazy to think about, because even though you're getting better reach, less people intuitively think, oh, this is a video, I should click to go to a website. And part of that is functionality, right? If you click on a video on Facebook, what does it do? It pauses the video, plays, right? Yeah, or it unmutes it, maybe, depending on if you're on a mobile device and what you're doing there. But they've only got that small space, right? It's the little gray area underneath the video is the only place they can click to go to your website. Whereas with a static image ad, they can click anywhere on the picture, anywhere in the gray box, anywhere on the call to action button, and they're going to your website. And so I think there's been a misguided transition away from that, because people just assume, oh, I'm running a video, it's going to get better reach, I'm going to get more responses, when in reality, you're actually hurting yourself by picking the wrong type of media to use with your particular conversion goal. So I think that's maybe a good starting point for kind of the conversation we'll have today is there are specific media types within Facebook that convert better depending on what your conversion goal is. And so don't forget your static images, because they're actually, again, we'll talk about carousels in a minute, but they're the best performing click-through media type on Facebook, which is, probably not something that a lot of people are echoing, because they're so sold on getting all that additional reach for video.
Yeah, and that's all we've heard for the past 5 years is you've got to do video. And, you know, if you're not doing video on Facebook, you're going to be far behind. But I think there's so much opportunity for static images. I see it with our clients all the time now, getting great response from these shareable images, as we call them, putting out there a really cool image, maybe with a quote, or maybe with, you know, some inspirational saying, maybe with a little logo from the client's brand on there too. And then somewhere in the text is a link to learn more or go to a landing page or something like that. And I just see that as, the old saying is a picture's worth 1,000 words. Sometimes I think video is worth only about 100 words, because there's so much more, inspiration, or maybe it takes a little bit more imagination to take a look at that picture and make the connection with that brand or with the service, where with a video, it's kind of laid out for you. And there's really not much more to do other than watch that video. So yeah, I would like to see more brands doing static images or these shareables, and more local businesses doing these shareables. I think there's so much they can do there. Yeah. What are some of the other issues between static images or using video? And I'm guessing some of that could have to do with your followers. You may have some followers who love watching videos. You may have others who don't really want to click through and see a video. They really just want to read something, right?
That's exactly right. You know, we actually talked about this a few episodes ago when we talked about having a good content mix. Well, ads are no different, right? You've got people in your target audience that care more about video. You've got people in your target audience that care more about reading blogs or just getting the information quickly from your website or whatever that may be. And so it's always good when you're planning out your ad strategy, have a good mix of different types of content that you're advertising. And really, and to kind of speak to the point you just made about the images, where, you know, maybe some brands feel like, oh, well, I don't get enough, visual representation of my brand in just a single image and things like that. I would actually say, like, that's probably because your advertising strategy is probably not complete, right? To me, I think video is great for branding, right? I actually think it's the best thing you could run for any type of branding campaign, whether that be like an ad recall lift study or a branding study or anything like that on Facebook. Video is where it's at, right? Because as we talked about, you're going to get so much more reach off of those video ads than you do the static image ads. But you're naturally going to sacrifice a lot of that click-through rate. And so I think you almost have to think of your Facebook advertising like its own funnel, right? Like you've got an initial audience and you need to build brand with those people, right? So video is a great way to do that. Really heavily branded imagery, and maybe carousels or collection ads, or even some of the more advanced stuff like what you see like Coca-Cola and them do, where it's like that full screen, different ads and things like that. So there's a lot of branding opportunities in doing some of those heavily branded things. But then what a lot of people don't think of is like, hey, if somebody watched my video but didn't click to my website, why am I not retargeting that person? And so a lot of people don't realize, like, when you go in to build custom audiences in Facebook, you can actually build a custom audience based off of video viewers, off the videos that you've ran. You can build custom audiences off of people that have liked or shared or commented on something that you posted. And so I think we have this bad philosophy of like, this one ad that I'm putting out there, or these five ads that I'm putting out there, they all need to do all the things. They need to get me engagement. Yeah. They need to get me clicks. They need to get me reach. They need to get me impressions. They need to get me video views. And instead of thinking of your advertising that way, what you should be thinking is, how can I get the most number of people possible interested in my brand at a high level? And what's the right medium to do that? Well, the answer is video. So how can I get the most people looking at my video? And then how can I then take that audience of video viewers and then give them something clickable where they can convert or get more information or read a blog or go to my website or whatever that may be, so that I can take interested parties and direct them where I want them to go. People don't think of advertising that way, especially on Facebook. They're not really building. I mean, Facebook to me is like a digital salesperson, right? Like they're building a relationship. They're getting people's information.
We're going to touch you again down a path, in a few days, and then we're going to touch you a third time a few days after that. Yeah.
That's exactly right. And doing that, trying to do that through this same medium every single time, video is not going to get you the desired results that you want. So you really have to think and treat Facebook like it's any sales rep that you've got out on the street, right? Like, what do you expect them to do? You expect them to make new contacts. You expect them to follow up with old contacts. You expect them to, you know, buy somebody a drink or whatever it may be. Like, you've got to use all of those different tools that Facebook puts at your fingertips to move that person through your sales funnel. And I think people don't think about that. And a lot of it is because, whether it's a social media manager, a chief marketing officer, whoever, like they've built all these data points that they expect to see every month, right? Like, we have to be hitting a million impressions, and we have to have at least 5% engagement, and we have to, and so like, and then they turn around and say like, and you've got a $200 ad budget to do that or whatever it is, right?
Yeah. Thanks for reading that in some, search journal article there, boss, and we appreciate your enthusiasm, right?
That's right. And so we would do so much better as a franchise community, as advertisers, if we would actually like treat people and treat advertising like it's communicating to people just like another human being would, because that's really what you're doing. So it's not that video is bad. It's not that static images are bad. None of them are bad. They all have their place, but you've got to, as a social media manager, as a CMO, as a, you know, if you're smaller and don't have those roles, as like the person that's trying to get the brand out there, like, you have to think of things in that way, that you've got to put stuff in the top of that funnel through that video. But if you never take that next step and say like, okay, what's the next event that we want them to take from Facebook, and how can I build an audience around people that watch my video? If you're not doing those things, you're really selling yourself short. And some people try to beat that by just spending more and more and more and more and more, but that's the answer, right? Facebook wants you to come back with, but right, that's not on the same old, make it work.
Yeah, on the same old creative that isn't really getting you the conversions that you're looking for. Mike, I want to jump ahead to our third type of ad creative that you mentioned. And that's the carousel ads. It feels like not a lot of brands are using these, or maybe they're not using these effectively. Maybe they're still stuck in video mode, and they just don't see the value of carousels that I think you see.
Yeah, I will tell you there are some really great things that you can do with carousel ads that a lot of people maybe don't think of them the way that maybe I do. You know, I've seen some people try to, you know, use like several different images, but basically say the same thing on every carousel card. I've seen people do like, you know, hey, we've got five different services. Let me feature all five services on this carousel.
Yeah.
And there are some benefits to that. But again, some of that goes back to if you're putting five or seven different services in a single ad and hoping that somehow gets you a conversion on that thing, like that's really more of a branding play for what I think of. I treat carousels, like a sales funnel within themselves, right? So like I'm thinking of sales funnels and I'm saying, okay, this carousel ad is going to feature one product. And I'm going to, if I'm a service-based business, of course, and I'm going to say, okay, here's the first sales point for this product. Here's sales point number two, sales point number three that I make, four or five, whatever, how many of those various things that you have. And Facebook will actually take that and optimize it based on what the thing is that's getting the most clicks, right? So let's say sales point number three is getting a ton of clicks. Well, guess what? Now that becomes sales point number one and Facebook automatically moves it to the front of your carousel. So thinking about it that way, rather than trying to cast a broad net, again, you've got to do the hard work of knowing like, hey, these are the people that need plumbing or these are the people that need, you know, whatever, a fuse box replaced or whatever that may be. You've got to do the hard work of building those audiences and doing the preliminary work there to get the right people. But once you do that, you can pretty quickly tell like, here are the cards that are converting people. So this is the primary thing people care about from a sales perspective. And that's going to help you on Facebook, but it's also going to help your salespeople on the street, because if that's the thing that's getting the clicks on Facebook, it's the thing that people say like, hey, that was really important to me, right?
That's the value proposition that the human sales team needs to be focusing on too. And you know, what you said about Facebook optimizing the parts of the carousel that are working more and people are engaging with more, it's almost like you're doing an automatic A/B test within every ad.
Yeah. I mean, it's very similar to that, right? I mean, and without you having to pause or turn something off, because, you know, of course, different people are, different things are going to appeal to them and all those good things, but it still allows you to communicate all the things about your service that you want to communicate. But it allows you to optimize the things that people care the most about. So you can say, we have great customer service, and people may be like, right, of course, that's what everybody says. So that may get pushed to number four. People still care that you care about great customer service.
And I think that's a great example too. I'm guessing anybody that uses great customer service as one of their top sales points, that's going to get pushed to the back of the line because everybody does the same thing.
That's right. And there's all kinds of different things, and that's going to depend on your product, on your brand, on what you do. But thinking of these ads in a more strategic way, whether that's from a creative perspective or building your audiences, things like that, it's ultimately going to not only improve your Facebook metrics and where you're actually getting conversions in your ROI, but it should be also a tool that you can use to train your salespeople and say like, look, we ran these two different things and people responded way more to this sales point, or they responded way more to, you know, this particular messaging or whatever it may be. And so thinking about that, you know, Facebook really gives you a great opportunity to be able to refine multiple areas of your sales process, not just, you know, your Facebook ads. So.
Excellent. All right, Mike, we will leave it for there right now this week. And if anybody would like some more information on using these different types of creative in their Facebook ads or other social channels, please feel free to check us out at socialjoey.com. Before we go, a quick word about Franchise Expo Nashville. The Big Franchise Show is coming to Nashville May 6th and 7th at Music City Center. Mike and I will be there along with our Social Joey crew, chatting with franchisors and industry pros, thousands of entrepreneurs and future business owners from across the United States will attend Franchise Expo Nashville looking for franchise opportunities. Nashville has ranked within the top 10 large metros for job growth and population growth for the past 6 years, and it's the nation's fourth best city for starting a business. There's still room for franchisors to exhibit and meet the most qualified prospects from Nashville and the surrounding areas. More than half of the nation's population resides within 650 miles of Nashville. Check it out now at franchiseexponashville.com. And thanks for listening to the Facebook Franchise Podcast. This is the Social Geek Radio Network.